Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, so some people are concerned about getting a third dose of your COVID vaccine prematurely. So this was an interesting piece by CNBC. They say as COVID numbers rise and the more contagious Delta variant spreads throughout the U.S., people want to know what they can do to stay safe. So you have a bunch of people ready to get their third dose. We have some people that don't want to get any dose at all, and I have a survey. I want to look at the reasons and research the reasons, because I don't believe it's all political. I think there are other reasons why people are postponing getting the vaccine. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com or my Twitter at Dr. Dahlia or Facebook Dr. Dahlia Show to fill out the survey, because I'd like to know your responses on what you are, why you've been hesitating or don't want to get the vaccine. And we'll talk about some of those responses later as we're getting them in. But some people, they want their third booster. And the third booster mRNA shot by Pfizer is being tested and in some countries like Israel, selectively administered. So some people are wondering if they should try and get more protection. But Dr. Soumya Swaminathan, the World Health Organization's chief scientist, caution people who are voluntarily thinking about getting an additional dose. With more data on the safety and efficacy, taking additional doses beyond the two-dose regimen or mixing and matching vaccines is, quote, a little bit of a dangerous trend. So there are people out there who are thinking, well, wait a second. I got the Johnson & Johnson, or I got the Moderna. If a third dose availability is only Pfizer, then let me swap and go to that. You know, it's interesting. We thought that, you know, we knew this was going to be a little chaotic. But once you have different types of vaccines out there, and mind you, I mean, anybody who made a vaccine has a right to be on the market. And, you know, to have that government contract, I mean, they put in the money, they put in the time. But then what do you do about the third dose? Who gets what? So do only Pfizer recipients get the third dose? So Dr. Fauci, the World Health Organization, the CDC, the FDA all agree that Americans who are fully vaccinated do not need a booster shot at this time. Honestly, they just can't deal with that right now. I think they are overwhelmed. They're trying to figure out how to get everybody vaccinated. That third shot in people's arms is going to kind of open up a can of worms. Even though I believe we are going to need not so much a booster, but a more targeted vaccine to the variants, this is just a third booster, a third shot of what's out there. But we do have vaccinated people showing up in the hospital. So one of my local hospitals, they're saying, yeah, we're having vaccinated people come in. So you know, many people are thinking that maybe because they were the first ones to sign up for the vaccine, that it might be wearing off. Jeff Zients said virtually all COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths in the U.S. are now occurring among unvaccinated individuals. I would say they should say the majority. The majority of COVID-19 hospitalizations and deaths, but we still have a good number of people vaccinated in the hospital. They said for those who are fully vaccinated, seeking out a third dose or getting more doses that are recommended generally brings up two relevant risks. Now, this is according to Dr. Jay Butler, Deputy Director for Infectious Diseases at the CDC. They said, first, since there tend to be stronger side effects after the second dose of a two-dose regimen, there's a chance that a third dose could also be associated with a higher risk of adverse reactions. And, you know, right now they just don't know what a third dose is. They said, additionally, with other types of vaccines, there could be a rare problem where the more and more doses you get, you could have a mutated immune response. And this could be an issue with some of the COVID vaccines. Maybe not the mRNA, but maybe more, they believe, the Johnson & Johnson. So we have about 48% of our total population fully vaccinated against COVID. 67.7% of people have received at least one dose. So with those numbers, they're thinking it's not the time to now shift and do boosters. But you have many people that are, you know, looking at what's going on with the Delta variant, you know, seeing the fear that the media is you know, expressing that unvaccinated people can get hurt and can get COVID. And when vaccinated people are seeing their vaccinated friends get COVID, they're like, I think I need another shot. So, you know, I, and this is something we've talked about. You know, sometimes the government can do too good a job with their messaging that it could backfire. Like I told you, one of the reasons why I think a lot of people are hesitant is they don't want to get COVID. We told them for a year, year and a half, you could get COVID if you leave your house and go to a movie theater or go to a restaurant or go to church. So if you told them that they could get COVID going to church, and then the next day you say, okay, leave the house and go to this one major arena to get a shot, you just told them for months that they'll get COVID if they leave their house. All these Facebook frames, stay home, stay home. Everybody telling everybody to stay home, and then you tell them, no, don't stay home, come out and get the shot. I mean, they were just too good with the messaging. Same thing with this. You know, the media is being very, very, you know, assertive and aggressive about, you know, explaining unvaccinated people are getting hurt by Delta, and they're right. So then the vaccinated people are like, well, then I better do something. So, you know, sometimes you could be doing too diligent a job. So I suggest this, okay? Everybody that is concerned, talk to your medical provider. If you feel you are going to be at risk and COVID is still out there, and we're going to talk about, you know, what to do next, because I know a lot of you, this is what a lot of your questions are. If you guys are concerned, you know, we'll talk about the next segment, what I think your plan should be. Because I do think the variants are rising, and there's a lot of questions on what to do to protect yourself, whether you're vaccinated or not. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Harmony wrote me a couple nights ago saying that she is, quote-unquote, immunocompromised. She has an autoimmune condition. She takes steroids. And her doctor had demanded that she early on get the vaccine. So as soon as she was able to get the vaccine for a pre-existing condition, she got it. So now she wants the booster. Understandably so. Right? We don't technically have the booster, but she's concerned about the variant. And she's concerned that she received the vaccine, she did what she was told, and she's going to be coming up pretty close to her six-month mark. Is the vaccine going to still work? So she's not the only one that is concerned about how to get the booster. So on one end, we're dealing with vaccine hesitancy, and I have a survey. Please go to my website at Twitter. Go to my website, go to my Twitter, or my Dr. Dahlia Show page. I'd love for you guys to fill out the survey if you're vaccine hesitant to find out the reasons. But on the flip side, we have people waiting for that booster. and wanting the booster. In fact, the demand is rising so much that I think the government is going to have to make some pretty hard decisions soon. And so we were just speaking about in the last segment that some health experts are a little concerned about the booster. They're a little concerned about the safety, the efficacy of it. They think that, you know, it hasn't been studied. Right? You know, we don't know, you know, what three shots could do if the side effects. If the side effects happen more after the second shot, then what's going to happen after the third shot? So obviously the booster dose needs to be looked at. And then one had suggested, which I had said a little earlier, that one was concerned that it could, quote, mutate the immune response, where a rare problem is when you get more and more doses, you actually have a muted immune response. I need to wear my glasses. So a muted immune response, meaning the body's just kind of getting so used to it, desensitized, where we kind of want it to build up the immunity so it's ready and primed when the little pathogen comes. So, I'm dealing with, you know, people writing on both sides, vaccine hesitant, but when do I get the booster? When do I get the booster? So let me again clarify the booster. The booster is not a shot per se that has been redesigned to attack the variants. We don't believe that's been out yet and that's been tested. What we believe is being suggested to the government by Pfizer is a third shot of what's already out there. And the reason why, one of you had asked, why would anybody then get the booster? Because if we are seeing less hospitalizations in vaccinated individuals and their immunity is starting to wane at the 6-month mark, we don't know that for sure, but some people fear that that could be going on, then that kind of is a booster. A booster, like the tetanus booster, a booster is where you get a vaccine. A booster is where you get the same vaccine again to boost the immune system. Whereas the flu shot, those aren't boosters. When you get your yearly flu shot, that's not a booster. That's just a brand new vaccine for the flu. So you see the difference? So when you hear the term booster, it means it's the same shot. Now, yes, Moderna, Pfizer, I think Johnson & Johnson, they're all working on variant shots, but then they have to go through the clinical trials and all that. Well, with the Delta variant and with us seeing vaccinated people get sick, which as I told you we had to look at the numbers. We need the numbers of vaccinated individuals getting ill and when so we could identify how much protection we're getting from the vaccine, whether it's, you know, because it's variant or whether it's just because of time and immunity wearing off. We need to know the numbers. I mean, and I know there was this hesitancy by the CDC after about 10,000 breakthrough cases go, look, if it's mild symptoms, we're not going to follow. We're not going to test. Well, we need to know how many vaccinated individuals get COVID because now you have people that are watching the news and they're watching the news and they're seeing how the government's going to start becoming a little bit more aggressive and assertive in terms of their approach, you know, for people, you know, that are unvaccinated and vaccine hesitant. And so you have vaccinated people now scared too. We just spoke about this. Sometimes the government could do too good a job or the media could do too good a job scaring people, right? Where, you know, people are now so scared of COVID, they don't want to go out and get the vaccine or they're so scared of the Delta variant that they want more vaccine. So what should the government do? What should be happening right now? Which I believe it is, but what needs to be happening right now is any booster studies that have been done or completed be immediately reviewed by the FDA. Immediately. Because I think as Delta grows, and we are seeing it grow, and as we're hearing kids showing up, coming into the hospital in Mississippi, they have people in the ICU and on ventilators, kids on ventilators in the ICU, there is going to be more of a demand for vaccines. And the demand might not be from the unvaccinated. It's going to be from the vaccinated individuals. So if you were thinking you just needed 360 million doses, you have vaccinated individuals that are so on board that they're so much with the program that they're going to be like, all right, guys, I need a booster now. I mean, I even thought to myself, when do we need to start getting the booster? Because, again, when they said to get vaccinated, we did what we were told. And so, you know, if I had maybe waited a month or two,
You know, could I have gotten COVID or could it have extended its protection? Now, like I said, we don't know exactly what the protection level is. Right? All we are right now is assuming that it is doing a damn good job keeping people out of the hospital. But we are seeing numbers in other states where, yeah, vaccinated individuals are in the hospital. And so the government now has a couple narratives they need to put out there. One is for the unvaccinated people to get vaccinated, but two is for vaccinated people to not panic that they're not, you know, they're not protected enough. And so what needs to be happening right now is, number one is, can the booster show that it's safe as a third dose? We know there's a lot of stuff coming that sometimes comes with a second dose with the mRNA. What happens with the third? That needs to be studied immediately. They also need to really be evaluating, but don't quicken it. Not too fast, but they not speed it up. But they really need to evaluate kids and the safety in kids. Maybe they just need one shot. But and maybe don't go for the 95%. Maybe go for the 80-some percent if it could minimize side effects. But you know, we need to figure out if kids are ready, because this is hitting kids, right? I mean, no joke, it's hitting kids. So we have to look at what's happening with kids. And then they need to decide what message they want to give. If they want to continue to scare those that are unvaccinated, saying you're going to die, you're going to be in the hospital, they're going to also be amping up the fear in vaccinated people that want the booster. Now, what has the government done so far? Well, Fauci, the World Health Organization, CDC, FDA said, guys, you don't need a booster at this time. You don't need a booster at this time. And some of you are reaching out going, but isn't it bad? Isn't it, you know, killing people? So we need to know exactly, and I mean, we have to be extremely diligent with testing. We have got to test anybody with suspected COVID who has been vaccinated, test them and assess the severity, and do a timeline, do a graph. Okay, it's pretty easy to figure out when they got exposed. And mind you, all right, we have the UK strain, and then we have the Delta strain. And the Delta strain is right now coming and peaking just luck of the draw 6 months after vaccination. So if we have a high amount of vaccinated individuals start getting the Delta, then either the vaccine, the immunity is waning, or this Delta variant is smart and is outsmarting the vaccine. Now, I'm sure the government is on it. All right, I trust the government in that respect, because we're giving them billions of taxpaying dollars. Right? They need this COVID crisis to end as quickly as possible. So I do believe they're studying it. But I got to tell you, I was a little freaked out when the CDC was like, we're not going to chase the breakthrough vaccinated mild cases. I think it is imperative to know what's going on with that, because another narrative that's out there is the long COVID. One in four people have long COVID symptoms 6 months out. So to me, one of the reasons why I got the vaccine was not only for acute deadly COVID, but I don't want long COVID. We don't know what long COVID does. And if long COVID can happen with mild cases, we need to flip and know if vaccinated individuals can still get COVID and can still get long COVID. But the problem is all this data could then unfortunately alter the narrative. So to heck with the narrative. Just come out and say, guys, this is what we're investigating and what we know. That unvaccinated people are at risk. Vaccinated people can still get it. The Delta variant, we think, is susceptible to this immunity that you have. You might need a booster. Just be honest. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats in the Texas House of Representatives say a new voting law is restrictive and have vowed to not return until the 30-day special session on the bill ends. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell explains what he believes will happen if the new voting law is passed.
The Texas legislature was going to consider bills that would expand the minimum hours of early voting, make even more counties provide 12-hour days of early voting, and make it even easier for voters to fix mistakes on mail-in ballots so their votes would actually count.
Senate Democrats and President Biden will meet on Wednesday after a budget agreement was reached. They're looking to gain support for the $3 trillion plan that includes more spending on Medicare, fighting climate change, and investing in child care and education. You're listening to USA Radio News. Secretary of State Alejandro Mayorkas says Cubans and Haitians should not think about trying to get into the United States by sea. Mayorkas saying more resources will be deployed to the Caribbean region because of the unrest in those two countries.
Individuals who take to the seas will actually not enter the United States. They are interdicted at sea and they are repatriated to their countries of origin.
Data shows Cuban illegal immigrants trying to get into the United States by land at the U.S.-Mexico border. A bipartisan group of senators is introducing a bill that empowers sexual assault and harassment survivors. New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says forced arbitration clauses allow companies to hide sexual assault cases and it shields repeat offenders. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham adding those clauses muzzle the victim because of fine print. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I think Burger King has a plant-based burger. I don't know who else does. McDonald's doesn't have one in America, but apparently there is a McVeggie burger in Australia. You knew they'd put the Mick in there. And so the McDonald's fast food chain has just finished a test of their McVeggie burger in Australia as demand for plant-based options continue to rise. Now, their patty is made of Australian-grown potatoes, peas, corns, carrots, onions, served on a bun with lettuce, cheese, pickles, and mayonnaise. They say McDonald's has been experimenting with plant-based menu items for over a year. In September 2019, the chain announced a test run for a separate offering called the PLT. So the plant, lettuce, and tomato sandwich, as opposed to BLT. This was in some Canadian locations with an expanded test in January 2020. The burger was made in partnership with Beyond Meat, which is also partnered with Dunkin' Donuts. Or now they're called Dunkin'. So McDonald's did discontinue the Canadian test. No plans to continue the PLT. I didn't think that was going to work. And it led to a 10% dip in Beyond stock price. Beyond has since announced multi-year deals with McDonald's, Taco Bell, and Yum! Brands. And so in November, it announced the McPlant line of plant-based meats, including burgers, chicken substitutes, and other items. McDonald's President of International Business, Ian Borden, called it a proven, delicious-tasting product. They said when customers are ready for it, it will be ready for them. So the Mc, now they call it the McPlant. This McPlant is made of pea and rice proteins and has been rolled out on test runs in Denmark and Sweden. See, I think the McVeggie is going to be what probably, I think that name is what's going to, I think, win. If somebody goes, yeah, I want a McPlant, I don't think that's going to work. But, you know, I'll have two McVeggies and fries. So, they say McDonald's still does not have plant-based operations in the U.S. Burger King, Carl's Jr., Shake Shack have now rolled out versions. I didn't know Carl's Jr. had one. And a McDonald's U.S. spokesperson told Insider that plant-based is a global option that countries can add to menus if customer demand is there. So that's the thing. Will there be demand? So, you know, I had a veggie. I think it was Burger King's. Or was it Carl's? It might have been Burger King. And it was good. You know, I brought, you know, one for the kids and all that. But the one thing, and maybe I'm just being a little paranoid and I really need to investigate it, but I felt nervous that I wasn't eating something natural. I was so worried about all the tastes and flavorings and preservatives and work that had to go in it that I don't know I was convinced that I was eating something healthier. Now, we do have to limit our red meat. We eat way too much red meat. I think that's a given. But I'm just a little cautious about taking something that is not natural, forcing it to be natural with all sorts of ways to do it, and then market it as a healthier option. I'm just a little nervous. So I guess I want to take a look at what are the not so well-known ingredients. You got the major ingredients and then you got the minor ingredients. So if it's going to be more expensive to make, if it's going to be a $10 or $12 burger, I think some people will try it, but they might say, you know what, let's just eat less red meat so I can have a real burger once in a while. I told you guys I had a diabetic patient that told me that she was off all regular cookies and sweets that had sugar. This was years ago. But she did polish off a bag of Laura Scudder's one night. I guess Laura Scudder's were sugar-free cookies. And I told her I would have rather you actually had one chocolate chip cookie. I mean, if I would have rather you had something more natural. I just don't like the idea of sugar substitutes and chemicals. You know, I'd rather you have a fraction of what you're trying to compensate with as long as it's a little bit more natural. So McDonald's is going to get into plant-based, according to one of their CEO, Chris Kempczinski. He told the New York Times that the chain continues to invest in plant-based product development. It's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. Now, McDonald's is also making some big moves. Apparently, McDonald's is going to be offering benefits to some, like childcare, paid time off, tuition assistance, and retirement plans. Now, this is going to be a multi-million dollar investment, and the company said they want to elevate the experience of working at McDonald's. One customer, Arlene Humerickhouse, says, I appreciate McDonald's doing this and coming to the forefront of a very important issue. So entice new workers and keep current staff on board, the company, known for its golden arches, will roll out competitive benefits packages to eligible employees. And they haven't said when the benefits will go into effect. Who will get them really will depend on the restaurant location, because remember, a lot of them are owned by franchises. And so to tell a franchisee to turn around and offer certain things that could, you know, be very, very expensive may be difficult. So it may just be the corporate stores. The pay and the benefits do get to be decided by franchisees, and franchisees nearly own all McDonald's restaurants. Cornell University professor Tae-Yong Park is an expert on incentives, rewards, compensation, the job market. He says this move by McDonald's is smart to get dedicated and skilled workers in the door. He believes other companies could follow suit or branch out to offer their own benefits to build a strong workforce. So what's happening in terms of you know, work, and as you've seen, is, you know, people can't keep employees. I've done fast food. Fast food, it was great for me because I was making $4.15 an hour. I needed the money because I was trying to support myself. I don't know how I did it, but it's because I think I lived in an apartment with two other people, so I could knock my apartment's rent down. And I worked as many hours as I could, and then I also tutored and all that. And so for me, yeah, it was hard work, you know, but I needed the money. But as soon as I was able to get a better paying job, I left. I mean, I was able to make $6 an hour at the EPA at the time. So I left the, you know, this is in the 90s. I know some of you guys are like, wow. So that was in the 90s. But, you know, as soon as I had a better paying job, I left. So that's what fast food loses people to. You know, plus, it's hard work. You're on your feet all the time. And being in customer service is really difficult. I mean, look at how people threaten you. They're cussing at you. They're, you know, giving you crap on the drive-thru was hilarious because they would, like, say some real stupid stuff, you know, over the microphone and then hit on you, but I could at least close the window. And, you know, you're working late hours, 24-hour, in the middle of the night. It's dangerous, too, you know. So it's not the type of job that attracts people. But what we have seen is people stay if there's benefits. You know, it's really, you know, I hear people, they complain about their job all the time. And they're like, well, then why don't you quit? They go, well, it's good health insurance. I get health insurance. I get dental. I get an IRA. It's helping me go to school, tuition. So, you know, yet I think, is it In-N-Out where these people can make a lot more money and there's room to grow with the company and expand? You know, people want to know that their career is going to grow. And so there is a benefit. The only problem is to pay for that. One of the reasons why there's 99-cent value menus is because if they pay the workers minimum wage, right, they could cut payroll. But if payroll starts to get more expensive, the burgers get more expensive. I mean, I'm already seeing fast food, $9, $10 burgers. I don't know if that's going to hold up. 1-877-DOC-FELLY, don't go away.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals.
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to play really quickly an important PSA on lung cancer, and I want to talk to you real quick about lung cancer. So stay with me on this and listen in.
This report is brought to you by Merck. With more time spent at home during the pandemic, we've become master do-it-yourselfers, taking on many new projects. But one task we may not have tackled is our health. Even if something isn't right. If you are at increased risk for lung cancer and have an unexplained cough lasting more than 3 weeks or shortness of breath, talk to your doctor today. Introducing Angela Criswell of GoTo Foundation for Lung Cancer.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. When diagnosed at a late stage, the 5-year survival rate is just 6%, but rises to nearly 60% when caught early. If you have been delaying medical care due to COVID-19, schedule a visit with your doctor now, especially if you are at risk for lung cancer and experiencing possible symptoms.
Do it for yourself and go see your doctor today. For more information, visit DIFYlung.com.
All right. So I play this because we have this little dilemma here where people are, you know, having a cough. They might be having some long COVID symptoms. And everything's about COVID. It's all about COVID. That's all that's been in the news the last year and a half. Health, I mean, I look up the health stories, you know, on Google and Bing, and it's all COVID, 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 COVID. And I am getting sick and tired of hearing that somebody might have had a cough that wasn't diagnosed and it ended up being cancer. And so what are some symptoms of lung cancer? And I'm not saying COVID causes lung cancer. But if some of you are at risk for lung cancer because you smoke or you were exposed to asbestosis or other sorts of chemicals, then a symptom of lung cancer could be cough. It could be shortness of breath. It could be wheezing. It could be feeling fatigued. It could be feeling dizzy. It could be coughing up a little bit of blood. It could be chest pain. It could be weight loss. So I urge everybody that if at all you feel like you're having any symptoms that persist, don't just call them long COVID. All right? And I know some doctors will say, oh, okay, well, yeah, this is long COVID. What you need to do with your doctor is you need to say, look, I had COVID, yes, but how do we know it's not cancer? You know, you need to kind of put your medical provider on the spot and say, chronic cough, you know, because, oh, no, we're just seeing that with COVID. And you're like, well, you know, how do I know this is a lung cancer? Because lung cancer could also have cough, shortness of breath, depression, things like that. You know, do I need an x-ray? Now, most medical providers will. I hope they do. And I know many of you are calling into telemedicine saying, yeah, I've been coughing since February. And I'm like, it's been 5 months. You've had a cough? Yeah, COVID. I'm like, go get a chest x-ray. Go get this looked at. So if at all your provider doesn't, all right, maybe bring up to them and say, look, you know, I need to know. You know, I listened to Dr. Dahlia. A chronic cough could be a sign of lung cancer. How do I know this isn't lung cancer and just coincidentally COVID? Let them get mad at me. Okay? But you need to get that checked out. So a study of adults in Switzerland who had contracted COVID-19 found that a quarter of them still had symptoms for 6 to 8 months following their illness. Fatigue, shortness of breath, depression were the most common long-term symptoms reported among the group. They said this cohort study, based on a representative population-based sample of SARS-CoV-2 infected individuals, found that 26% did not fully recover within 6 to 8 months after diagnosis. 40% had at least one further healthcare contact related to COVID-19. This is according to study authors from the University of Zurich, Switzerland. They said these findings underline the need for the timely planning of healthcare resources and services tailored to the needs of individuals suffering from post-COVID-19 syndrome. Now, this study was published in PLOS ONE and looked at 431 participants, all of whom tested positive between February and August 2020. And according to the data, 89% were symptomatic at the time of diagnosis, 19% required hospitalization, the average age was 47. Now, why that's important is people originally were told that long COVID will only happen to those who were in the hospital. Trust me, if you're in the hospital and on a ventilator, you know, you're going to be feeling it. It's going to kind of, you know, wear on you, and you might have residual symptoms. However, if you, shall we say, had mild COVID, it showed that 81% of these people probably had mild COVID. So researchers found a higher percentage of females in hospitalizations in the group whose symptoms had not resolved 6 to 8 months post-diagnosis. Among the 26% who reported long COVID-19 symptoms, 55% reported fatigue, 25% reported shortness of breath, 26% reported depression. Studies involving long COVID are underway around the world, with researchers seeking to identify causes, risk factors, and even relief. In Europe, they've even seen studies that have suggested that the phenomenon may also occur in children. So, you know, we've spoken about long COVID. It could be, you know, lack of taste, lack of smell, weakness, fatigue, brain fog, cough, sneezing, chronic sore throat, even vision issues. I would say get it checked out. Okay, let's kind of talk about some happy stuff. There is the smallest cow on earth, a 20-inch tall cow, which is less than 2 feet tall cow, standing next to its daddy and mommy, and they call it a mini-moo. Mini-me, mini-moo. And the name of this little baby cow is called Rainy. Thousands of visitors went to a small farm in Bangladesh to see what may be the world's shortest cow. Rainy is a full-grown, 23-month-old Bhutanese cow. Has been drawing crowds, even despite COVID-19 restrictions. And visitor Rina Bijam said, "I have never seen anything like this in my life. It is a half-size heifer, which has recently become a social media sensation, and it is currently in the process of being verified by Guinness World Records as the world's shortest cow. Rainy stands only 51 centimeters tall. Once her measurements are verified, she could easily break the record set by Manikyam, a 24-inch tall Vetcher cow in India. And she is currently the Guinness World Record holder. Now, Rainy is also only about 57 pounds. Wow. Why is she so small? So they said one factor could be her breed. The Bhutanese cows, like Vetcher cows, are typically referred to as, quote, dwarf cows, as individuals of these breeds are bred to be small. Dwarf cow breeds often are produced for their ability to produce large amounts of milk without requiring much food. So they could still punch out a bunch of milk and not need a lot of food. They say for dwarf cow breeds, climate can play a role also in their animal development. They say Vetcher cows possess so-called thermometer genes that could stunt their growth in hot climates. And these genes are favorable among breeds living in tropical climates. Smaller size helps the cow withstand extreme heat. So her breed, I'm not exactly sure why, but apparently they say she is a product of genetic inbreeding and most likely will not become any bigger. Now, I don't look at cows for milk. I look at cows for meat. And I really don't know what, you know, sort of ribs or prime rib will come out of this one. According to a 1969 study published in the New Zealand Journal of Veterinary Medicine, dwarfism is well documented in cows. And depending on the breed, dwarfism can lead to either a shortening or elongation of the face, as well as reduced life expectancy in animals. So I guess it's an autosomal recessive trait, not a very dominant trait, but it could happen. Interesting stuff. Cow looks happy, little mini-moo, 1-877-DR-FELLY.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.